Simen Shin Chof Ches, Tiv Beis, through Sif Yud, Yud Aleph, wherever that one starts walking out. The Mechaber says, in Shin Chof Ches, Tiv Beis, Mi Shish Lech Reli Shil Takon, Mitzvah Lechal Nasa Shabbos, Azor Azor Yitzim Meshubuch, Vashoyl HaRez Ashrei V'chadom. Somebody that asks is a shevich domim. He should be mechal Shabbos right away without asking. And a zora is mechal Shabbos, even though he's mechal Shabbos. The shaila is what to do in a case where you don't know, you have no idea. The guy that's on hand has no musig bechlal whether or not it's a massive of sakaras avashis. Do we say the same thing? Then in such a case, is it? He has no idea. Maybe it's just a stomachache. Or maybe no, it's a headache, or no, it could be something that's much more dangerous. Do we say, in such a case, that he should ask, b'mavar, hashoyo, he should be a shoyo in such a case? Or do we say no, also in such a case, hazor is reza v'shubach, just b'mechal Shabbos, don't ask, don't be mavar, just go. Al derech zeh, question came up, ma'isa v'echad mechashuvei avrei chaya chaburah, that his son fell on Friday night, and hit his head. And a neighbor came inside and saw a little pool of blood around his head and went frantic and called Altella. Kisra Altella came and they looked at the cut and the scalp bleeds very much. So there's a little pool of blood that came from the scalp, but it wasn't deep at all, and patched put a little bandage on it and everything was fine. Nothing really happened. Actually, that's what happened. My son banged his lip this past week. The lip also bleeds very, very much. There's a ton of blood, but nothing. We went to the doctor, he says, no, it's totally superficial, totally on the outside, nothing, no problem. So, what's the story? The younger man wants to know, what's the story with this lady? Does she need a kapara or not? Well, she could have taken an extra 10 seconds to be mavar what the situation was, and she would have found out that it's not a matter of, or do you say no? You see blood, you call. You don't ask any questions. So we asked if Shammai caused growth, Shlito, last week, 2 weeks ago, and he said, when the kid hits the head, so you never know what went on internally. Anytime that the kid hits the head, you don't take any chances, you for sure you call, and you don't have to worry about anything. Now, that doesn't answer all situations, obviously. When a person has a stomach ache, he's not hitting the head. But the mashmois is that in a chanami, any case where a person has a suffix, the Shevet Levi writes that in a case where you... If you have a suffix, whether or not it's a massive of your kol nefesh or not, so then in a chanami, in such a case, ken zayin you should be mevar. But if you have no way to mevar, then in a chanami you should be mechal Shabbos. The Aruch Hashulchan says the whole din of Hashoyel HaRezeh Megune is only Hashoyel HaRezeh Shevich Davin is only referring to a case where we know for sure that the matzah is a matzah of your kol nefesh. You know the matzah is a matzah of your kol nefesh. Don't ask any questions. The guy has a heart attack. And you realize, don't go and ask questions, go and be Mechal Shabbos. Where you don't know where it's Matzah B'chlal, where it's a regular Chayli, where in a Hanami he's a Chayla, a serious Chayla, but it's not a Matzah that every second counts, then in a Hanami, L'Chayli should be Mavar. Now if you can't be Mavar 100%, then I'll specific, Mashmai says in the Paiskim, that you should be Mechal Shabbos. Those that I saw in the Sefer Batam, the Aruch HaShulchan, Tavei Shul Ches, Mashmai says, Tavei Shul Ches, Aleph. Mashmah, you have a suffix. There's no one there to know. You mechal from tzvek tzveko only when you know that it's a massive of pikuach nefesh. If it's mefakal on a tzadal, and it's a massive of pikuach nefesh, then even in a tzvek tzveko, it would be mechal. But in a case where you don't know if it got into a massive of pikuach nefesh, then we're not mechal. The Mishnah Berurah says that in a case where you don't know if the guy went into the building in the first place, you're not mechal. Only if you know he's in, you don't know if he came out. The other way around, you wouldn't be mechal. So, the Shmir Shabbos Chos brings down from Shlomo Zalman that if a person was Mechal Shabbos and then he found out that it's Akkawat and Ramasa of Pekuch Nefesh Mechal, he says, Lachor, it's not like somebody that's Tov B'mitzvah and Tov B'dvar Mitzvah, let us the Mitzvah, that the halacha is that if you guy did something wrong, Tov B'dvar Mitzvah, let's say by Shabbos, he mauled the wrong baby or whatever it was, then he's Chayav Chassid. In such a case, you wouldn't be chayav chatas. L'chor, everything is nichlal. He says, even if you realize, even if you made a mistake and Ken Zayin, it was like a wrong judgment call. And in, like this, l'chor was a wrong judgment call. She saw blood and she fainted. Whatever, she called, she screamed. Nevertheless, everything is nichlal in the pasuk of v'chayav b'hem,
that Taisa says, so yochol lavi b'shumata to achshash b'pikuach nefesh, memela in a chanami, it's not going to be chayv chasas.
Now, obviously, if you have a second to just assess the situation without trying to, without when it's not certainly when it, you know that it, not every second take counts, then a person gets a cut and a lot of blood is coming out. So you don't. We'll get to that in a minute. Beis Hashem, with the story with cuts or gav yad, gav regel, with an adiz matzav kuch nefesh. Generally, even a person needs stitches. It doesn't have to be this exact second. Generally, unless it's mamish deep and it's mamish pulsating, it's mamish the blood is spurting out and something like that. But generally, he has enough time to you could just hold the wound to shot the situation. You can even ask a guy to call it. We'll get to that. That's the feud base. Whatever the situation is, without actually being Mechal Shabbos. But when there's any safek in a chanami, we don't take any chances. And safek goch nefesh is leichas hashem. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yerushalmi, which the Beis Yosef brought down, that says the second half. Hanishal harei ze megunah. The person that's asked is megunah. The reason being, says the Trumas Hadeshin, because he should have darshaned Barabim that you're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos goch nefesh. If he got the question, that means he didn't darshan Barabim. That means he's a chover to the Shfichas Damim because he could have prevented this in the first place. I saw that Tzitzel Yezer brings down a different pirush from the Rishonim. The Ritzba says a different pirush. He says the reason Hanishal Harizim Aguna is talking about a situation where the Rav himself is asked the question and he paskins that he should be Mechal Shabbos, but he himself doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. Hanishal, all he is a Nishal, but he himself doesn't want to take any action, Harizim Aguna. Why is it not Harizah Shevich Damim? So, actually, the Mashmoyt, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan has a flipped gear, so. He says, Anishal Harizah Shevich Damim. But even if you learn that way, you can say that it's talking about that there's other people there. But he doesn't want to take the initiative. There's other people there, I don't have to do it. Fakert, we know, like the Rambam says, Al Yidei Yisrael V'Chachmeim. And the way that the Mishnah Berurah paskins the V'Chachmeim, not like the Beis Yosef. V'Chachmeim means V'Chachmeim. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, it's really Shechtas a few days, we're not going to do it today, it's also running now. But that the Mishnah Berurah brings up the Pirush Mishnayis, Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, it says Lafuki from Amaratim. It's not just Lafuki from Ketanim. It's Lafuki from Amaratim. That a Chochem should be the one that you should be the Mechal Shabbos. The Mela, in such a case, that he's asked the question he should ask. He should be the Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, getting back to our question that we mentioned last week. Ma'aseh Shehayah. A guy came over to his Rav and he told his Rav, I have terrible tooth pain and it's mamish chashash b'kuach nefesh. What can I do? Can I tell the dentist to take it out? He says, if it's chashash b'kuach nefesh, you gotta tell the dentist to take it out. He walks over to the dentist and he tells him, hello, the Rav told me that I can take out my tooth. Please take out my tooth. The dentist says, comes over to the Rav and he says, I have no problem taking out his tooth. You turn on the machine. So now, if the Rav says, just paskin, that he doesn't want to turn on the machine, he's nichlal, l'cher, harezeh, anishal, harezeh, meguna. You paskin that it's chil Shabbos. Mela, go ahead and go turn on the machine too. However, we mentioned the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that in a case where a person tells a doctor, you should just know that I'm feeling, he looks just fine. He's walking around, he walks up to the doctor, he says, you should just know I have this and this symptoms, these ailments. And the doctor says, ooh, that's what you have? Pikuach nefesh. In such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Chassam Sofer, Al Pi Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, that the only time that we give food to a Muberet, says Magen Avraham, is dafka, when she says that she needs food in Yom Kippur, is dafka a Muberet. But somebody is not a Muberet and says, I need food now, if it's not Nishtan Kono, if there's no way to tell on his face that anything is different, then we don't give him food. He can take the food himself, but we can't give him the food. He brought a raya, Chassam Sofer brought a raya from the Mishnah and Omis, we mentioned. And that's the way that Chassam Sofer goes la'alacha. Mamele, he says, in such a case where there's no way to tell, there's nothing to back up, corroborate this guy's taina that he's a pikuach nefesh, then the only person, this is the only scenario where there's only the chayla is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, no one else. Generally, we say that there's no difference for a chayla to be Mechal Shabbos than anybody else. If it's a matzah pikuach nefesh, there's no difference whether it's the chayla or anybody else in Mechal Shabbos. However, in such a case, Lamaisa comes out, the Chassam Sofer comes out that only the chayla can be Mechal Shabbos, nobody else can be Mechal Shabbos. This guy goes over to the Rav and he tells him, I have this toothache, and the dentist comes over to the Rav and says, turn it on. The Rav can't turn it on. In such a situation where you have no idea and you can't see any inflammation in the gum, you don't see anything which is different,
than an economy. The only person, according to some surveys, the only person allowed to turn on the machine, even a dentist is not allowed to turn on the machine. The only person that can turn on the machine is the chayil himself. La'alocha la'maitza. Reb Shlomo, the Shmir Shabbos also brings down Reb Shlomo Zalman. What's it? The dentist can't pull it. If it's to the right, the Bir Lacha is the Rabbanan, etc. The Bir Lacha comes out of the Rabbanan. Now, using machine, the problem is always that whenever you pull out a tooth nowadays, generally, they use a machine. If it's not loose, then usually they need some sort of machine involved. Not always. But, and then turning it on, it gets into possible derisis. But, so in this case, according to the Shamsay, he shouldn't have pulled it out. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kelsi, brings down, the Shlomo Zalman has a true bath of the Shlomo, and the Chelek Aleph, Simit Zayin, and he's Matmiya, really. And many of the Oilim was Matmiya after we mentioned it last week. That Lechur, it's Savak B'Guach Nefesh. We don't believe the guy? What's the story? We don't believe the person that he says is Matmiya B'Guach Nefesh? He's Tainas B'Guach Nefesh. What's the shail over here? And Mimela, he says, the Chol Pachas Begether Safik, it's a Begether Safik. And Mimela, if a guy is tiny that he has a heart attack, and you can't see anything on him, and he wants you to take him to the hospital, you take him to the hospital, he says. And that's the way that he comes down. The Lachlamai said, Echonami should take him to the hospital. Now, Lechura, the Vart behind the Stam Zephyr is, the Stam Zephyr holds the same way that, according to Rashi, when a woman says, she comes into a house, and she says, there's a Matzah B'Guach Nefesh here, call Atala. We say, I'm sorry, but you can't shout up the Matzah. It's not even a suffix. It's not even a gather suffix. I feel a gather suffix. She has no name on it. Suffix shouting up a song whether or not she goes nevish. She has no name on it. Like the mice that we said from Ramesha, right? That a woman came over to Ramesha right here as he was under the chuppah. And he's about to be Masan the Kedushin. And the mother comes over and says that you should just know that the chosin is a mamzer. This is the story that they say. Gets to Ramesha says, Ishan Einen Emenes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ekein Melech Elam, it's Masan the Kedushin. Even a suffix, it's not even a suffix. Chazal says it's not a suffix. So Kokama that a woman Chazal, according to Rashi, we saw in the sugya, the other Rishonim are not that way. We talk a paska not that way, but according to Rashi, it's Mefurush Gemara that a woman has no nemanis to determine whether or not a master is a master of Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Like the story that we mentioned before, she comes in, and that's what Ramesha talks about this in Chelik Hay. He says the reason is because that they're better than Machmoniyos, and any situation that's anything is a tzad, so they scream that it's B'Guach Nefesh. And but in Echonami, if that's the case, there are certain situations that we don't give an emunah tapi B'Guach Nefesh. If there's no way to see on the chayla's face that it's a matzah B'Guach Nefesh, then we don't believe that the situation is a situation of B'Guach Nefesh, unless we have something to back it up. L'maisa, Shlomo Zalman seems to be machriya l'halacha shmeshas l'brin zam. From Rishon Zalman Halacha, that in a case where there's a chash of a heart attack or something like that, then in a Chanami we would be Mechal Shabbos. Now, is there any adifut? Really, we mentioned this before. Is there any adifut for the chayla to be Mechal Shabbos or not? The Eli Rabba says something interesting. He says, "Afilu machayla atzma yochal lachis hamalacha is ayidei atzchak, mutu lebari laseitzay." Even if the chayla could do it ayidei atzchak, a bari could do it. So those that are medayik nali rabba, Mashmoy says, but if you can do it shloya day at chak, it's better that the chayla do it. It's only if it's ayday at chak, so since it's hard for him, so we'll let somebody else be mechal shabbos. But if it wouldn't be hard for him, it's better for the chayla to be mechal shabbos. But lamaisa, the tzitzeliyazer, shmeshav tzitzchasa, the aruch hashochon, they all say that in lecham is taka no difference lahalacha, and that their matzah the lashon ayday at chak, it's lav dafka muchach b'chlal. And they say that in lecham is taka no difference once the situation is defined as a situation of pikuach nefesh. Then it doesn't make a difference who's the one that's Mechal Shabbos. Everybody has the mitzvah of Vechai Behem, and everybody has the chiyuv of Vechai Behem, and the mitzvah of Vechai Behem to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Brura says, for example, in the Magen Avraham, one last thing here, he says it's the only time Mechal Shabbos, Ayin B'yar Adei Simen, Seif Simen Kuf Nehei, the B'inan Shtei Refu Yadua Lanoshim, Oy Al Pi Mumcha. It has to be a Refu Yadua. It has to be some type of Refu which is Yadua. Now, anything which is FDA approved is obviously a refu yidua. Anything which is the doctors suggest is pashtas or refu yidua. You don't have to worry about that. Not only that, Shmuel Zalman brings down that even something which is begether nisayon refui, it's still in the stages of testing whether or not it's something which works. It's not fully approved. Nevertheless, that's something which is already nicker, something which is already acknowledged as a possibility for refuah, that's also considered refu yidua. It doesn't have to be refu yidua. As long as they're known to work for some people, it has the ability to work, that's already considered a refu yidua. And and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for such a refuah. Shimon Levi, the way that he's not right, he says it's talking about you have no idea whether or not this refuah works for this is for this chuli. You have no idea. You go into the doctor gives you pills. I used to be a doctor when I was in yeshiva. He used to give the same prescription for whatever it was. The guys at Mamish had the same prescription. No matter what you went in for an ingrown toenail, you went in for a headache, but you always came out with the same pills. Such a situation. You don't know. It could be that it was just like Advil. I don't know what it was. So, but in a case where you have no, you don't know whether or not this is a b'chal shayach to the chayli and a chanami. Something which has a possibility on the tzad that it's going to work. It's going to work for this chayli, then in a chanami. That's also something which is together refu yedua to mechal shabbos. Siv gimel kol makas shochol dehainu miyashinayim v'lifnim mishnayim asim bechal mechal anas shabbos. V'daf shikal ka'echem meyavam apnim yimachas makal ibo yevachis b'zeh al michushim ein yikroim makal. Miu mishachish b'shinu mitzar lav lahitziyoi amir lagoy lahitziyoi. Now, what's considered a makas shochol? The Mechaber says something which is michushim, aval michushim enikom makom. That means somebody has a stomach ache, somebody has indigestion, heartburn. These are things which are in the chalal aguf. It's internal. Nevertheless, and in the same places where there can theoretically be life-threatening situations. Nevertheless, those are michushim, those are ailments, those are small sicknesses which are not considered any chshash bechalal of the pikuach nefesh, and therefore we're not going to be mechal Shabbos for anything which is like that. Not only that, the Bi'ur Halacha mitzadeh that even if it's a big pain, the mitzadeh that even if it's not one of the organs which is a problem, a person has a serious pain, but it's not a makas shochol, one of his organs didn't get punctured, didn't get something, nothing happened to it. He's mitzadeh in a shlam, such a case is also not considered a makas shochol. At the end of the day, he seems to be masik that you could be makel. And that's the way that the Paiskim really do go. And they say that anything, which even if nothing, no organ really got hurt, if a person feels any serious pain, the Shevet Levi says, he says from experience, I've seen, that anytime that somebody feels an acute pain, a sharp pain in his gallbladder, in his kidneys, and it could be kidney stones, it could be all these types of things, appendicitis, anything which is a sharp pain, he says, from experience you can see that it is something which could very well be serious, even if it could be an inflammation, it could be something else, which even if nobody got nothing, there's no maka, there's nothing got hit there, but nevertheless, something happened inside, it was hukah, it's affected, and therefore one should be mechal Shabbos, one should dine it as a matzav of pikuach nefesh, tavik pikuach nefesh lechol hapachas, and be mechal Shabbos if needed. Now, what's the story with teeth? We don't really find, like Smith Island mentioned, we don't find very often that people die of a tooth infection. But nevertheless, Chazal clearly said that tooth infections are possible or stuff people have nefesh. Now, we do have antibiotics nowadays, which they did not have in those days, and therefore it makes things a lot easier. And anything really, an infection by the tooth could turn into something which is deadly, fatal, but that's really possible with anything. Someone get pricked by a needle also, that's such a possibility. If it gets infected, Rahman al-San, it could turn into something. So it's not exactly clear what Chazal said. Now, what were they referring to? They said specifically, Tzavdino, Tzafidno, is a Makash Ocholo. What is Tzafidno? There are those that touch it as scurvy, which is something which the sailors had, which was deadly, was very fatal. The sailors, maybe 200 years ago, 150 years ago, they had this problem that they used to be on the ships for a long time and they didn't have any fresh fruit. They had no vitamin C. And what happens is that the gums become very clammy and the teeth start and it starts bleeding in between. It's sort of similar, mamish, to what it says in the Gemara. And it starts bleeding in between the teeth and the teeth could fall out and other things. Therefore, there's a possibility for such a thing. Maybe that's something which is fatal. It's not clear if that's what it is. It doesn't really, I'm not sure what the shaykh says to the stomach. The Shevet HaLevi says the same thing. He says it could be that it's gum disease. Gum disease possibly could be fatal. He says, but we don't know that it ends up in the stomach also. And the Gemara says that it starts in the teeth and ends up in the stomach. Not exactly clear. At the end of the day, the Halacha Lamaisa, the Shevet HaLevi, he's Mesakim, he has a whole simen in Chelek Ches, when he gets to these halachas. And he's basically, and what comes out is Sikum,
is that anytime that a person has a cavity, he has a hole in his tooth, it hurts, it's painful, he says, then you can't do anything. Unless it's really painful that the person is nafal mishkov, then in a chanami he could take medicine. He could take a shot of alcohol, we'll see. That's Michael Bream. That we'll see. As long as he can't swish it around. But we'll get to that. If you always swish around your wine, maybe in your mouth, maybe you could. But if that's the minimum, then it's not nikkur b'chol. But with a standard cavity, then there's not much to do b'chol. However, if it's inflamed, if it's puffy around the gum, or if there's pus coming out, or if there's a open nerve, something like that, where the nerve was hit and it's extremely painful, then in a chanami that could be something which could turn into something pikuach nefesh, and therefore, in such a case, there is you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. Now he says, in these cases, even though Chazal said that teeth could be dangerous, nevertheless, in these cases, which we don't know for sure, are included in Chazal, any time that a doctor says that you could wait, then in a chanami, you could wait until after Shabbos. You don't have to say that Chazal said you have to be pikuach nefesh, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So finna, even if the doctor says that it's not pikuach nefesh, we don't care. Because Chazal said it's pikuach nefesh. But in these cases, we don't know exactly what it is, and therefore anything that the doctor says is... But not every case of the teeth could be a makas shechol. So finna, Chazal say, is considered a makas shechol. Not everything. Michush is not considered a makas shechol. Just by the teeth. Anything which is not something which we know for sure is a Mach Hashem, we reckon that to be a Mirosh Baal.
Even the Mach Hashem, both the doctor and the person say it's not dangerous,
yeah, theoretically. So, Finna attack would be not that way. Right. That's the question. If over here this is considered Finna, and now we're saying that in Echnam we don't know. We're going to get to this actually, all the rest of the things that Chazal say for sure is Pekuach Nefesh, and Zanenu, it doesn't seem that the doctors are choshish for that. Now, what's the story with taking out a tooth on Shabbos? In our case, the guy says he needs a tooth taken out on Shabbos. The person is allowed to take out a tooth on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not considered, he brings out from the Rishonim, that taking out a tooth is not considered a refuah yidua. We don't know for sure, and it could be that it's a sakana. And therefore, a yid should not take it out, especially if it's a chashad d'araisa, and therefore yid should not take it out. However, Bizmanenu, the Shevet Levi is Matmiya, he says, what do you mean that's not a refuah yidua? Bizmanenu, that's the only way to be merata sometimes. Sometimes when a tooth has, I know somebody just recently, he had an issue with one of his teeth on Shabbos. He made it last to Shabbos, but it was inflamed in the taka, and they pulled it out. They pulled it out, and that was the way to get rid of the issue. But the only way to get rid of it is to pull it out. Not only that, the Shmish also brings down one of the Aretz from Shlomo Zalman, that bizmanenu, that we have ways to sterilize the area and to put on alcohol and other things, then it's not a chashash of pikuach nefesh, it's not sakana safash to pull out a teeth. Ma'aseh shebechol yom, many people get their teeth pulled down, many people get, lechatchila they do it, get the wisdom teeth pulled out four at a time. It's a standard procedure. And memela, there you do have to sign away your life. It's a general anesthesia, procedure. There you do have to sign away your life, because it's a general anesthesia, yishlayim. Supposed to get their teeth pulled. But, and therefore, in a case of where a person needs his tooth pulled, then lechura, if it's mamish, a case of chashash b'guach nefesh, then in a konami, we would for sure allow a guy to do it, and lechura b'machama tzarech even allow a yid to do it, if it doesn't involve any isur d'oraisa. Why we're not involved with isur d'oraisa? The Mishnah Berurah seems to be machria over here in the Bir Halacha, and we saw in Siman Shin Tes Zayin last month. It seems that that's the way that he goes also. After he brings down the Magen Avraham, and the Sifkatan Lamed, he says, Lefi Zeh, he tells Hashem Malacha the Reis, the Bukhal Chayvil Rafuah. Kacha is the Magen Avraham. B'Siman Shin Chav Ches, V'Aprim Gadam Chayodam, V'Ayim Bir Halacha, V'Ayim Mordechai, 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 That's the way it seems that the Bir Halacha comes out over here, that would only be an Issa Derabanan. Therefore, certainly to ask a Yid, B'mokam Atzeret, to pull out a tooth, L'chura, T'chashash, for sure, P'guach Nefesh, then we would be allowed to do that. However, the problem is, turning on machines and other things, like we mentioned before. Let's say a person's tooth falls out on Shabbos. Now, if you get the tooth back in place, if it's a baby tooth, it's better. But if it's an adult tooth, then to be able to get the tooth back into place, that it should be able to reattach itself, it has to be put back within a number of minutes.
You can't wait till after Shabbos. Therefore, is the question, can you put the tooth back inside or not? Says the Shevet HaLevi, putting the tooth back inside is it's Shaykh Bainu Ba'adam, and putting the tooth back inside is Shashim Zeraisa, and therefore, since it's not a Sakanas Aver, it's not a Sakanas Fashay, Fashay is not even Sakanas Aver, it's a maybe Sakanas Aver, no, it's considered Sakanas Aver before. Tooth is considered Sakanas Aver, and therefore, what does it say? It says it's not considered Sakanas Aver, and therefore, you're not allowed to put it back. However, Lamaisa, Shlomo Zalman, Shmei Shabbos Kechosa, is Metzadeh. In Shulchan Shlomo, is Metzadeh, you're allowed to put it back, it's not a problem of Baina, because it gets really back by itself. So what you'd have to do is, the person would have to take the tooth and stick it back into place. And I saw Pesach Ketubah says something interesting also, when he brings down this Nidin, he says that it doesn't attach itself right away. It doesn't, when you put it in, you're not doing the Maisa Baina. It happens by itself, really. And that's the svara that the Shulchan Shlomo says. So you're not really doing the Maisa Bain. It's together with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So now, is that considered a Maisa Bain or not? You did whatever you had to do, but that in itself is not enough. Is that considered a Maisa Bain or not? If Shem Azam is Mitzadeh, that wouldn't be considered a Maisa Bain. The Archa Shabbos, when he brings down this whole Nidin, he says, why isn't the tooth Mukta? Maybe it should be Mukta. The Churis. What? You can put it back. Why the mukta should be like Yom Shnei Shabbos and Chanami? Let's hear that for the Tzadik. The Tzayeh to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What? So they're a bunch for what? It's not going to save them. What's the form? Yeah. That's the kind of thing. At the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah is the Tzadik that one would be able to put it back. One would be able to put it back. In such a case, if he has a guy handy, then in Chanami, like we'll see in Sifid Beis, maybe that's the best thing to do. That way you won't have to shave it a levy also. But that's the way that Rosh Hashanah seems to be Mahriya Lamay. Now just one interesting thing that was just mentioned here now about Misayeya, the Ilm had a lot of trouble with this, so just spend 30 seconds on it. The Taz, what's Pshan in the Taz? The Taz makes a chiluk, that there's a different spec to Taz Akasha. And this is, actually this question is again, a very Nigya, La Halach Lamayta, we saw it in your day also, Sadi Ches, Sadi Tef, it comes up, Sadi Ches, it comes up. Machlag is in the Taz in the shop over there. The Taz says, how come over here we say that opening up your mouth for the guy to take out a tooth, or opening up an eye for the guy to put in, or really ask the question from Makaf and Nikaf. By Makaf and Nikaf we see that if a person puts his hair out for the guy to cut, for somebody to cut his payas off, then the halacha is that he's chayav. Mashenkin over here, we seem to say that a person is allowed to be misayeh to the guy, right? Misha chayish b'shinov, misar lav leitzir, and the guy leitzir, the guy's allowed to do it. And it's not a problem of misayeh. The Taz wants to tie up that the chayish should be considered a problem of misayeh. When you have to help the guy out, then it should be a problem of misayeh. The only time that it's not considered a problem of misayeh is when the guy puts something into a person's eye. The eye is generally open, so you don't have to open it for the guy. The mouth, big lesson that we learned from the Taz, the mouth is usually closed. And therefore, opening your mouth would be a misayeh and should be problematic. The chiluk the Taz comes out to make is whether or not it's before the maisa or after the maisa. If you're giving your hair over before the maisa that he should cut it, then it's a problem misayeh. But if it's during the maisa of the iser, then it's not a problem misayeh. The shayla is, first of all, what are you doing more with your hair? Your mom is giving your hair over. So we look at some of the places in the way that they're mazbe the Taz and the Chanami. You're actually taking your hair and giving, and you're picking it up and giving it to the person. So your mom is doing the ma'isa. That would be, that's maybe a little bit of a difference. Misvara lachar, it's very hard to understand. Lachar, ifcha misavra. When you're doing something before the ma'isa, but not in the actual time of the ma'isa, then lachar, that's not considered misayeh. We're doing misayeh, the actual time of the vera, that should be misayeh. The Chemin Moisha, I noticed when he brings on the Taz, he says, Leishamanu, the chilek of the Taz, Leishamanu, Bishum Rishin, Bishum Acharin. This is such a chilek. They do bring down the Ritva, maybe in Shabbat says that way. Lamaisa, it seems Mishabura is not Chayish for him. And why is it different than Makav and Nikif? That the Shach says in the Kuz Zekes and Yoredeko Tadiches. By Makav and Nikif, it says, Leisakifu, Blushin Rabin. Therefore, there's a special din also, not just for the Makav, also for the Nikif. But wherever it doesn't say that, then in a Chanami, you would not have a problem of Misayin. Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit, the Mechaber says, Makas Shol Cholol, Ein Tzarech Oymid.
שאפילו אין שם מקים ואחר להם אינו ימר כלום, אייסן להי כל שמגיעים לנס לבחור, אבל כשיועידו מהקים בית החילי שמאמתם אין צריך חילו, לא עושה לחלו הפי של מקו של חולו. When it's a מקו של חולו, then we're מחל שבס without anybody asking. You're allowed to do whatever needs to be done. Now, what happens if it's something which is not imperative for his sakanas nefashis? It's a tzurich, and it's not imperative. Is he allowed to be mechal Shabbos? We saw the basis of Rizal, like it's in the Rav Magen and Rashi. Rashi says no, and the Rav Magen says yes. Rashi is coming off the Gemara. The Gemara says dover sheyesh shein by sakana. It doesn't say chayli shein by sakana. Dover shein by sakana. The Gemara in Shabbos says. Anything which is not a sakana, whether we're talking about a chayla she'im by sakana or a chayla she'yesh by sakana, if the dover itself that we're dealing with is aim by sakana, then you're not allowed to be mechal shabbat. Rav Magid says not the way, you're allowed to be mechal shabbat. Now, in both gate machlekes, the pashas of the machlekes is whether or not it's hutra or the chuyu, even though that Shabbos is hutra. So then, it's mutter for any of the tzarech of the chayla. Anything which is considered a tzarech, you're allowed to do. Because klapei, a chayla sheish b'sakana, anything which is his tzarech is sutta from Shabbos, even if it's not sakana sefashet. If you hold a chuyu, then it's takana. The problem is that it doesn't really work out in cheshbon. And even though some of the achrayim handle this as the machlekes, but with chayla and the Rambam, it doesn't work out because the Rav Magid is really saying his word in the Rambam, and the Rambam says, lehezi then it's the chuyu. Another pshat on Avni Nezer is that the Avni Nezer Tain is that even if it's something which is not Pikuach Nefesh, but if a person is a Matzav of Sakana, then any added pain that he has could cause him to be a Matzav of Pikuach Nefesh. It could exacerbate the situation and make it worse than beforehand, and therefore, even though in and of itself is not Pikuach Nefesh, it could add on to the situation and make it into a Matzav of Pikuach Nefesh. Similar to what we had in Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim by Sakanas Eiver. By Sakanas Eiver, are you Mechal Shabbos or not? Right, Rishonim say you're not, and that's where you're passing. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Sakana Sefer, you are Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it could turn into a Sakana. So the Shaila is, how might are we Choshish for a Sakana? Are we Choshish for how might are we Choshish for a Sakana? So the same thing over here. Are we Choshish that this, together with that, is going to turn into a Sakana? Says the Rav Magid, we're Choshish, and says Rashi, we're not Choshish. Either way, however you're going to learn, it's clear that if the person is a chaylish yesh b'sakana, he says that he's bored and he wants to shmooz with his friend in L.A. and he wants to call him on Shabbos. L'chayr, there's no heter. The only heter, even according to the Mekilim, the only heter is something which is considered a tzarech. Once considered a tzarech, then we could be mekum. Now, halacha l'maisel, the Mishnah Berurah comes out l'chumr. He says that in a chanami, we should not, by a daraisa, one should be machmer, chash daraisa, one should be machmer, and something which is not a directly connected to the chayli of this chayli shesh b'sakana, one should not be mechal Shabbos. However, there's a number of tenoyim that he says. First of all, it's clear in the Be'er Lacha, he says, anything which could cause him to become stronger, even if it's not, he's not going to get worse off by not having it, but if it's going to add to the strength of his body, then you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. Anything which, if you don't give it to him, is going to cause him to decrease. It's going to cause him to digress. The situation is going to get worse. Certainly allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even if it's not going to turn into pikuach nefesh. The Sharatian says anything which is a tzarech gadol, mamash, a big tzarech, also you can be mechal Shabbos when you make one. Now we saw also when you get to choim, we saw in Siman Shin Lamed, we'll see it also in Sefer Ches here, that with regard to heat, that if a person needs heat, even if it's not pikuach nefesh, there we are more mekel. And we'd also be able to mechal Shabbos even if we didn't think that this specifically thing would be negated to pikuach nefesh. Therefore, most scenarios are going to be any tzarech, any serious tzarech is going to be lechur mutter. For what? Because either it's going to help him get better, it's going to get him stronger, or it's going to prevent him from getting worse, or it's considered a tzarech gadol. What?
Terrible need.
It's not going to get him stronger. No, so Terech Gadol is going to... Why is he going to be mutter? Yeah. Why is Terech Gadol going to be mutter? L'chura, I would say that he's being semech b'mokim... he's being semech on the other shittas. Mashmoy says, he's being semech b'mokim b'mokim Terech Gadol on the other shittas. Or he's saying that in such a case, you have to be choshish that it's going to connect with the other things. You have to be choshish that it's going to... More of a matzav l'sakana. So La Alacha the Mishnah Berurah really is machmer on the Ikar Machlokes not to be Mechal Shabbos for Tzarech. However, he gives numerous kulas, numerous instances where he can be Mechal. Now, one of the questions that we asked was what happens when a person needs stitches. And after a few stitches, they can stop. It's not pekuach nefesh anymore. But you want to finish up the stitches because it would be better. It will look nice then. It won't be so much of a scar. Can you finish up the stitches or not? Rosh Shlomo Zalman clears this in one line in Ha'ara and Shmir Shabbos Kachasa. He clears it. He's more marich in Shulchan Shlomo. And he's mitzadid, maybe Alpidis Rava Magid, the Nichlal in the Tzurich of the Sakana Safashis, whatever it is that we master the Chol Shabbos of the stitching, that we'll master to do it Alasada Yirzatayim. You do it in the best possible instance, in situation. Do it the best possible way. And therefore, once you're stitching, you'll be allowed to do more stitches that are needed because that's the best way. Even if you could get away with less, it'll heal better, it'll look nicer, and therefore, Ken Zenitz can be mostly. Now, the Aruch HaShabbos is married with regard to this, and he says, the Shmir Shabbos really mentions it also, especially if you're using and this is the way that the Aruch HaShabbos seems to be mitzad the dafka really, to be made called dafka, if you're using a Goyisha doctor. If you're using a Goyisha doctor, so we're only talking about a Amir Lakum, which is the Shavuot. And tying and doing the stitching, Ken Zenitz is also only Asumi the Rabbanan. You don't need them to stay there forever, you don't need the stitches to stay there forever, Besem. And therefore, Pashas is not considered a Keshet Shokayama. It would only be Asim Yidar Abanan. And therefore, it's Shvus the Shvus, B'mokim Terech Gadol, B'mokim. And therefore, he really is Mitzadeh. He says at the end of the day, Tasa Shevet Chacham. But certainly, Al Yidei Agoy, Lecher would be, there's a big Tzad to be Mitzadeh. He brings down from Rav Nissim Karelis to say not that way. Rav Nissim Karelis said that in a Hanami, once you got the amount of stitches that it's not Pekuch Nefesh, then a person should stop. And he shouldn't do any more. What's not Pekuach Nefesh? Not Pekuach Nefesh. Nevertheless, if we're talking about a guy, and it's a shvus to shvus, then certainly it's kedai, if you have a few minutes, certainly it's kedai to ask a question in such a case, whether or not you could add in more stitches. I don't know if you're talking about a guy. I don't know if you're talking about a guy. So far down, if the Aruch HaShabbos is concerned. Now, the Mechaber brings down that a Choyle Shemamtin, something which could wait till after Shabbos, then don't be Mechal Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos. Now, what's the story with somebody that's not a Choyle Sheish B'Sakana now, but he's going to get to the Masa of a Choyle Sheish B'Sakana? So, Rav Moshe talks about a case where it's Erev Shabbos is Yontif. So Yontif is much more Kal than Shabbos. If he's not Mechal Shabbos on Yontif, he's going to have to Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. But right now, he's not a Chodesh Yish B'Sakana. She Mechal Shabbos on Yontif, so he shouldn't have Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos? Mechal Yontif? Or should he wait till Shabbos till he's in a Masav of Pikuach Nefesh and then Mechal Shabbos? The Nitzim says, Mechal Yontif. It's Kal. If you Mechal Yontif, so you shouldn't have to Mechal Shabbos. Oh, so it's sure going to happen or not? The Pashtus is, according to the nature, he's going to get worse. Mishlama Zalman is also Mechal. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. And he says, if you're not in the Masav of Pikuach Nefesh, then you really have no heter. What's your heter? Because it's a smaller Masav, you're right, it might come to it. He says, you're allowed to be saying Mechon HaNeis, that it's not going to come to such a situation. When you're in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, you're no way, by any stretch of the imagination, allowed to be saying Mechon HaNeis, that things are going to get better. However, if you're not in a Masav of Pikuach Nefesh, and the natural process is that it's going to turn to Pikuach Nefesh, then in Chanami, he says, up until then, you have a right to say that maybe it's not going to turn to Pekuach Nefesh, you're only going to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, obviously, certainly, if you're not Mechal Shabbos now, then it might cause him to die, then 100%, it might cause a worse of a situation, because if waiting could be worse, then for sure Mechal Shabbos now. We're talking about something that has to happen. He has to go on dialysis. The question is, does he have to do it now, or does he have to do it later? He could either do it on Yontif, or he has to do it on Shabbos. Should he do it on Yontif instead of doing it on Shabbos? He's not a Mechal Pekuach Nefesh now, so then in Chanami. Says Ramesha, that Yitzhak shouldn't, if he has the possibility as much to save him then as saving him now, it's better that he should not be Mechal Shabbos Yontif now and wait till be Mechal Shabbos the later. Now, what's that? You won't?
Even if you could potentially die.
That's a tough call. Okay. I don't know if I'm not done. Now, with regard to Choyle Shemamtin, with regard to taking medicine. The Bir Halacha brings down over here, it says, Hecha de Gernech mi liyiboy shu masukim. Somebody that has a sakana, and V'arech v'mayim v'shu reposter shi yishtei chal b'cho yoyim, Osla chal Shabbos b'sida, Reisa b'shvilze. A person is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If he has to drink milk, he's not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. Why? Because even though he has to drink it, he doesn't have to drink it every single solitary day. It's not going to be sakana if he doesn't drink it today. Therefore, he doesn't have to drink it. Now, if he's a chal shish b'sakana, and drinking helps him out, I don't know why we can't be mechal Shabbos. Appears what we said before, that anything which will make you stronger, you will have to be mechal Shabbos. Maybe he's not mamish masukin. He's only masukin if he doesn't drink it, and not drinking for one day will turn him into masukin. But right now, he's not masukin. The question is, somebody that this is a person that has to drink, he's in a matzah sakana, he has to drink milk every day. So the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't have to drink every day. What's the story of somebody that has to take medicine for 8 days? 10 days? Is he allowed to take the medicine on Shabbos or not? So now, if we're not talking about a chur that she's based sakana, so then maybe a chur is mavur the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a sakana and it's only a seder abana, for sure you're allowed to do it. If it's a sakana and it's Isser Daraisa, if you're missing out one day, it's going to be a sakana, then you're allowed to do even Daraisa. The question is, if it's a standard strep throat, supposed to take for 10 days, antibiotics for 10 days, included pashtas in the 10 days is also to get rid of it and to prevent that it doesn't come back, which is really making sure that it's really gotten rid of totally. So is the person allowed to take the antibiotics on Shabbos also or not? Now, Ramesh has a tshuva about this. It's not clear exactly. It says a chodesh ein b'sakana, and he says that a chodesh ein b'sakana that has to take medicine every day. The doctor says he's supposed to take every day. He says I don't understand the sad heter to be able to take on Shabbos. What's the sad? Chodesh ein b'sakana. What's going to happen if he doesn't take on Shabbos? No, not taking on Shabbos. Unless he's going to have a nervous breakdown, which is uncommon. But if he's going to have a nervous breakdown from it, then it will be mutter. Now the pashas he's talking about a chodesh ein b'sakana, which is there's no sad that it can turn into sakana. Something which needs antibiotics, that's because there's a chashash that could get infected, some sort of infection, some sort of bacteria, which could be dangerous. Therefore, maybe not taking for one day, and ichnami could be problematic. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about the Shmir Shabbos Chasi. He says if by taking it for one day, it could cause nezek, it could cause something. Certainly, if you're not going to be able to be matzliach to get rid of the thing, get rid of the going to prolong it, also it will be mutter according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And he names on that it's mutter, if it's going to cause nezek, if it's going to prolong it, then it's going to be mutter. The Orcha Shabbos is even more mekel. He brings down from Rosh Hashanah Kluger that Maragla Bapuma Deinshi, it's people say that it's mutter to take medicine for 5 days. And he decides to show why it should be mutter, Mechulu. He brings down from the Chazanish, the Orcha Shabbos brings down from the Chazanish, that the Chazanish said that the only time the Chazal said you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos for a mechush is dafko because it's going to go away by itself. A guy has a headache. Sleep a little bit, drink a little bit, whatever, it'll go away. Right now it's uncomfortable, it's going to go away by itself. But something which is not going to go away unless you take the medicine, then there's lami. For sure you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. You're allowed to take it even on Shabbos. And not only that, he says, this is really kashur to Sifyut Aleph, we'll speak it out now, is the disciple says, let's say a person is supposed to take medicine for 5 days. He goes to the doctor says Friday morning, the doctor says, take medicine for 5 days. Should he wait till after Shabbos to start taking the medicine or not? We saw in Sifyut Aleph says that if you have to take the medicine for 8 days, don't wait till after Shabbos. The suffix Pigot Nefesh. Here it's not Sifyut Aleph Nefesh. You wait till after Shabbos to start or not? You don't have to wait till after Shabbos to start. The stipler was saying on this Chazanish to say that you don't have to wait till after Shabbos. Chazal didn't ask for taking medicine in a case where you have to take it a certain amount of days, and without taking the medicine, you're not going to get rid of it. They only said for Mechushim, for something like that, something which would go away Be'etzim without taking the medicine, then in a Hanami, you shouldn't take it on Shabbos. But once you started taking it, what?
Is this
strep
going away by
itself? Strep, there's a big chash that it can. It can turn into something which is bacterial, something which needs antibiotics. Generally, there is a possibility. There are people that don't take it. But generally, that's what they give for that because it has the possibility. It could turn into scarlet fever, you heard it here. And therefore, one does not take a chance with such a thing. Certainly, it could be
mitzvah. You know, it won't get worse enough to Shabbos, should you wait?
If you know it won't get worse after Shabbos, if you know that there's no difference whatsoever, generally they try to say that somebody that has to take medicine, they should try to take it right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos. You could even, right, if you take the person has to take Friday morning for Friday, and you take it right before Shabbos, and you take a matzah Shabbos, or the next day, you could usually, unless you have to take a certain amount of time, you have to take 2, 3, 4 times over the course of a day, then there's nothing to do about it. Generally, even if you take 2 times, you could really usually do Friday morning, Friday right before Shabbos, and then matzah Shabbos, right after Shabbos, and then right before you go to sleep, depending on when Shabbos is out, especially if it's out early. Obviously, if the doctor says you can't push it off, then there's no pushing it off. Many situations, it's not down to the minute, and therefore, you have a way to get out of it. But it seems from the Rosh Hashanah that Lamay said at the end of the day, Kimdumani, that is the minhag ha'olam, that anytime they have to take medicine for a number of days, they're in Biznaik to take on Shabbos also, even if it's not a chaylish yish beis hakadosh.
Because it's
for I don't know why. The Shlom Kogi says that's what the minhag ha'olam is, and then you have to figure out what the answer is at the end of the day. This is already a minhag 200 years ago. Sifhei, the Makashin Shachalan is Shalom Bebaki Ubechoyle. After this, it goes quicker. That's it. Makashin Shachalan is Shalom Bebaki Ubechoyle, Vain Machalan is the Shabbos, Achim Echamim Shutarach Lachil, Oishias Echamim Sakarnas Afasha. Any case where it's not clearly a Matzah Pikuach Nefesh, then we have to wait for a doctor or the person himself to say this Matzah Pikuach Nefesh. If not, then we're not Machal Shabbos. Anything which is a Safik Sakarnas Afasha, then we're Machal Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Afilu oimim rak shema yichbar alav achoyle v'yistakin amishoy. Even if there's a chash that right now he's not a matzah pikuach nefesh, but if you leave the situation, it might turn into pikuach nefesh. Then what's machal Shabbos? Not like Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says if right now he's not pikuach nefesh, but he could turn into pikuach nefesh, then we're not machal Shabbos. The problem is that the Mechaber says lehedi not that way in Tavi Shulches. Says in Menachem Tefas Yom Kippur that if a doctor says that there's somebody, even a guy, he says that it's possible that it's going to get worse. There's a possibility that it's going to get worse and it's going to be a suffix with nefesh. Shema with a suffix. Nevertheless, we give the guy food. So, a possibility for getting worse is Mechal Shabbos. The Ketzeis HaShulchan wants to be Mechalik, Chaim Noh, wants to be Mechalik and say that, once talking about that, if you don't give the medicine, then this chirli itself, this sickness, could get worse. And itself could be stronger, the chirli itself could get stronger and cause sakaras nefashis. In such a case, we're for sure Mechal Shabbos now. However, where a person has one sickness, and if you don't take care of it, it could develop into something else, then we're not choishish of it developing into something else right now. A person has a cold, he has a flu, it could turn into pneumonia. We're not going to say that if it turns into pneumonia, since it might turn into pneumonia, we're going to Mechal Shabbos right now. If that's the case, then in Echanami, such a case, we're not choishish for something which we don't see, a matzav of sakana which we don't see in front of us, if we don't see that chayli in front of us. We see the chayli, and the chayli could get worse, then in the chayli of Mechal Shabbos even now, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah passes from Allah al-Maisa, and there's any possibility that even if right now it's not Mechal Shabbos, or Mechal Shabbos on the tzad, that it could get worse. Sivov, makash al-gav ayad v'gav regel, v'chem yishu bala aluka, v'chem yishu nosh v'kel v'shoyta, v'yachar v'zeich li'ofer v'mimisen, v'filosofik v'mimisen lav, v'reyum k'makash al-cholim. Now, the Nishmas Adam, the Nishmas Avram, I'm sorry, who wrote a sefer basically on Arba Chalki Shulchan Aruch, when he gets a choyler, he says when he got to this halacha, he says, Tmiyali, why people are not Mechal Shabbos when the person gets a maka al gava yad v'gava regel? On the back of his hand, on the top of his foot, how come a person's not Mechal Shabbos? Mefurish in Chazal, he should be Mechal Shabbos. And if Rebbe Gadol says, even the doctor says you're not Mechal Shabbos, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. Then you are Mechal Shabbos, because Chazal no better. People of Meister are not Mechal Shabbos. It seems the way the Paisim say that in a Chanami, since all the doctors say Bizmanenu that it's something which is not generally, unless it's something which it punctured a vein, it punctured something else, it's very deep, but we don't see anything specific more in the back of the hand, and therefore, any time that all the doctors say that it's not something which is a Chash V'Sakana, then it seems that all the places can go, that we're not choishes that it's sakana, and we're not Mechal Shabbos. Why? Either one of two reasons. Either one way, which is a little bit dangerous way to go, is to say nishtanu atzvoy, say that nishtanu atzeva, which we don't really like to do with v'negeh to sakana, but we do that v'negeh to sakana. In Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, the lacha is, Mechaber says in Siftes, b'zman chach me'egmaro, im lo yo yireich tzinat avlad, v'snei amila, achar mila, v'yem ashlish nemila, v'mayim chamen, hayim etzoken. If you didn't wash the kid before the bismila, then it was the sakana. Why? Even the kula to be less chayshish. So there are certainly things that are nishtana ateva, and therefore we're not going to be Chal Shabbos. But even without that, it's sort of the svara that we said before with the teeth. We don't know exactly what Chazal were referring to when they said Amakash Cholom. Amakash Gavayan. And therefore, to say that we know, somebody goes like this, on the back of the hand, it's Amakash Cholom, it's Amakash on the Gavayan. What happened? First gets a paper cut, it's Amakash on the Gavayan. We don't know what we're Chazal referring to. So any situation where the doctors say that, all the doctors say that Nemon Kipshutei, that's not a Shuach Nefesh, then we can say that obviously Chazal, we're referring to such a thing. And then we see that really in the next halacha also, we'll get to that with regard to Makamachmas Barzah. B'Halacha declares already, what are we talking about? A big hit, a small hit, a person gets, he's cutting up a salad, and he cuts himself with a knife, that's it, and all of a sudden he goes, has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, he's got to the we know, Le Shamanu, Le Rinu, what's the chash? What? Oh, we'll get to that. Either way, it seems that Lamais of the Pesachim are not Chayshish to go to be Mechal Shabbos if it's on the Gav Yad or Gav Regel, and if everybody says that it's not a problem. Now, with regard to getting bitten, if it's a rabid dog, or if it's a shash that they might have rabies, or any other animal that might have rabies, certainly, or it's a horse bite, or it's a cat, or donkey bite, or anything that, or a scorpion, even if it's a black scorpion, which is supposedly not as dangerous as the yellow scorpion, or a person is allergic to a bee bite or anything like that, or any type of bite, certainly Mechal Shabbos, even if there's a chash that the person is, obviously we're not chashish that if time anybody gets a bite, that it's Pekuach Nefesh. But if there's any type of reaction, then we're chashish that there's any allergy, then certainly with Mechal Shabbos, it is a chash Pekuach Nefesh.
Reaction now,
what's that?
It's
no,
it's
a small reaction. No, but generally a person will. It depends what type of reaction. Generally, if there's only a little bite, if there's anything more than that, then one should be chayshish bashes that it's obviously it hurts. But if he starts breaking out or he starts any difference in breathing or anything like that, certainly if there's any that is a chash. Then he should call. Yeah, should be mavar. That's a chash. On the side that it is that. Then that's Pekuach Nefesh. That's how Pekuach Nefesh. If he swallowed an aluka, a leech, I don't think that's too common. They were in the water then, and they didn't filter the water, so it was more common in those days. But there are plenty of other things that people could be swallowed that are dangerous, and unfortunately it's happened many a time, especially for Pesach time, detergents and mothballs and all these type of things, and medicine, and we don't know how much medicine. All these are shash of, or something sharp. All these are chash of Pekuach Nefesh, and one should call a hotline, a poison hotline, or something else as soon as possible, and not hesitate. Sif Zayin, Mechal and Shabbos, I'll call Makash and Asis Machmas Barzel, Bal Shechina Bab Viyat Abbas, Bal Simto, Bal Mishish Bekadachos Chem Biyeser, Im Sima. Machmas Barzel, it's not clear what the Machmas Barzel is talking about, or we're talking about that the guy was cutting up the salad or not, the Mishabur declares it in the Bir Alacha. At the end of the day, it seems that he comes out. It doesn't say clearly. He blied shver. The Aruch Hashulchan says dafka maka chazak with barzel. Dafka if your mamish got smashed. And lechur in those days also there was a big chash of tetanus, a problem of people they didn't have tetanus shots, and a rusty nail, anything which was rusty, could be extremely dangerous. And therefore, any maka that happened on day barzel is a chash of rust, and therefore there's a problem. Now when you have stainless steel, it's not very common to have rust, and people get tetanus shots. Therefore, it's generally not a chash. However, if you don't know if the person, you have to usually give boosters on tetanus shot. If you don't know if the kid got a tetanus shot, or you don't know if he had a booster on the tetanus shot, then one should be mavar, whatever needs to be taken through mavar, because that is a chash takana. If a person, if it punctured, if he stepped on a rusty nail, then a person should, need be, he is allowed to be mechal Shabbos, that's considered a suffix of pikuach nefesh. Generally, with regard to stitches, I actually saw in a sefer on Refuah on Shabbos, the father of somebody who used to be in the Chabura, Dr. Roth, in conjunction with Rabbi Badner, that he said that generally any time, unless it's mamish, the blood is pumping out, you see it squirting out with every pump, and he says generally any time that a person gets a cut, stitches is not imperative that day. You can wait till after Shabbos, he says. As long as it's held together and it's the blood bleeding stops and you put on a band-aid, generally, you can wait after Shabbos. Now, I've had situations on Shabbos with regard to stitches, and I've heard 4 to 6 hours. Recently, one of my neighbors was there, and I was helping them, and the ambulance came on Shabbos, and one said 6 hours, one said 4 hours. question is, what is the 6 hours in the forest? Is that for a scar, or is that for getting infection? And it seems that he's saying, Tani, that for an infection, you don't really have to be worried about that. As long as, especially if it's cleaned, you could pour alcohol on. You shouldn't try not to use. You shouldn't do schita. But you could pour alcohol on top of it, and you could use a band-aid and these type of things. Generally, it's not a chash b'goch nefesh. If it's deep, if you can see the tissue, if you can see the muscle, if you see the blood spreading out, then it can be a chash b'goch nefesh, and one should be mechal shabbos. Hopefully, it won't come to that. With regard to heavy fever. We'll stop after this because there's not too much really after this. With regard to fever, somebody has kadachas cham b'yoter. What is kadachas cham b'yoter? How much is it? For those that are Israeli or European, 39, 40. What are we talking about? Or those of us that grew up in America, Fahrenheit. 100, 99, 98.6 is regular, right? 99, 100, 101, 2, 3, 4, 5. After that, this doesn't end up on the thermometer. Usually, it doesn't go that high. So, what are we talking about? Ramesh has a tshuva about this in Chelek Aleph, Kuf Chof Tes, I think it is. And he says that a person has 102, that's ready, Shash, Sakana, and therefore a person could be Mechal Shabbos. Not only that, if he's 101 and he says that he wants to be Mechal Shabbos, and he's feeling really bad. What is that? 39 and just over 38. Then he's allowed to be... I'm sorry, I don't have the exact number. Somebody can fix it on their phone. Kitzer, be Mechal Shabbos. Now, and he says for a child, which a very young child, then has any fever, just over 100, then he's Mechal Shabbos. Pesach Shabbos also brings down the same thing from the Chazon Ish, that by a child, we're more, especially a young child, any fever they say usually to go to the hospital, it's dangerous. Now, the Shemesh Shabbos Chazon brings down Rosh Hashanah, it brings down Ramesh, it brings down the Chazon Ish, and he brings down the Tzitzit Eliezer. And if you look at the Tzitzit Eliezer in Tshuva, Tzitzit Eliezer says that the doctors say that by a child, not a chashash, but with a little bit of fever. I don't know if it's chashash pekuach nefesh. Seems that Lamaisa, that's how the people Nemon, the Amadabar, I think, is that any fever for a very young child is a baby is people are Mechal Shabbos for. Now, with regard to the 101 and 102, he says that he mentioned it to the doctors and they couldn't believe it. They really couldn't believe that at 101, at 38, just over 39, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, says that it can't be believed. Now, Ramesha says, this is all talking about where you don't have something which is causing it to, he has the flu or something else, but if he doesn't know what's causing it, then even anything less, you should be Mechal Shabbos. And it's not clear exactly in what scenario he's talking about. It's not clear exactly what to do. I think maybe the best achra is the way that the Aruch HaShabbos says it. He says it's not clear where to go. He says, sometimes with 38, which is like 100, that can be, if you don't know the makar, you don't know where the source of the fever is coming from, then it can be dangerous. It can be the chashash pekuach nefesh. And besides, if a person has 102, 103, even 104, if he has the flu, and he can take a fever reducer, he can take something, it's not dangerous. There, people don't run. If a person has 104 and he has the flu, generally he doesn't run to the hospital. Why? Because, so it really depends on the situation. He says, what would you do during the week if the marpa'ah, if the doctor that's next to you is closed, what would you do? Would you run to the hospital or not? In the middle of the night, you're gonna go to the hospital, or you're gonna stay there. We'll give him some medicine. We'll see how the kids are doing in the morning. If it's a massive, that this is sort of, I think, Rosh Shlomo Zalman's gather of Tzavi Pikuach Nefesh. Well, how do we know whether or not it's Tzavi Pikuach Nefesh? This is something that a person has to bear in mind, because that's really the bottom line of all these halachas at the end of the day. How would they firzach? What would they do in a regular situation during the week? Would they panic in such a situation and do everything they could do? Or no, would they be level-headed and they would check out the head to see if that the pool of blood is just from the scalp? Or they quickly call and they wouldn't think? So depending on the way that a person would shot it up, if a person would be choshish during the week, his doctor next to him is closed, there's no one in walking distance, he would go somewhere in the middle of the night, because he's mamash choshish, then in a chanami, you could, something which fever, that such a situation, you don't know where it is, you don't know such a situation, you would be able to mechal Shabbos in the need, because that's considered tzavi pekuach nefesh. That's something which a person is choshish from, that it should be considered pikuach nefesh. Obviously, if a person knows that there's this very nervous type, and anything that happens, they just go to the doctor and they're willing to go in the middle of the night. That's not something pikuach nefesh. But the standard situation, like you're saying, that's just how do people in general misyach in such a case? If the misyach is to a chashash pikuach nefesh, then in a chanami, we'll reckon it to be considered pikuach nefesh. And if not, then one should refrain, best to use the doctor, a guy could always call, if you could, and not be Mechal Shabbos with their ices in such a scenario.